tonight. It's been a good Easter service, so I can't imagine it being any better anywhere than it has been here today. I know it's a little church, but y'all filled it up. And you know, all that's been sung, all that's been said is impossible without Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Not only is He a friend that loves at all times, but He's a friend of sinners.
Yeah.
Maybe you're here today and you don't know Him. I'm like Patrick. I went 34 years without God.
Yeah.
Not knowing what I missed out on. Make fun of this girl here getting saved. Went to her house, drug her husband outside, talked about it like a dog. God heard that.
Yes, He heard it.
He said, "Oh boy, you about ready to get in line." He goes, "Talking about getting in line. You get God on you, I'll tell you right now, you'll find out you ain't smart as you think you are.
That's right.
You'll find out you ain't strong as you think you are. You'll find out just how insignificant you are. I'm giving Him down the road about her getting saved." I said, "There you go. She'll have you in church now. You won't get to go fishing with me on Sunday like we did before." You know what He said? He said the most profound thing, Joe. He said, "Eddie, she's getting baptized 2 weeks from now." He said, "That ain't like Sandy, is it?" I said, "There you go. They'll have you down there baptizing Him. When it's all said and done, I was the next one alive behind her, amen." But anyway, I got up there and I got big and drunk and I'm threatening God. "I dare you mess with me." You know, you can do that. You can act like an idiot. I can do it for the best of them. I don't do it anymore. And I really had it bad then. Brother Dean, I was up there in that driveway and I thought I was a man's man. I mean, you know, just full of it. And my cousin Barry, I loved him to death, just like a brother, even though he's my first cousin. He wasn't quite as big as I was, but I'll tell you what, he fought a bear. Don't get me wrong. Wasn't nothing diminished about my brother. It's just he kind of let me kind of spew off, you know, and spout off, whatever you want to call it. He just kind of kept quiet. And I really done it bad. "How bad you do it, brother?" He'd drive home one hand over one eye, you know what I mean? "Here, have another one of them tall boys passing the ribbon. Maybe your last one, Sandy, shall have you in church." You know, just talking like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I left that house that night, drove home to my house about 10 miles from where they lived up on 124 Harwood Street. And I cleaned this ditch out a while. And by the grace of God, you know, Brother Patrick said, he said, "Somehow I lived."
Yeah, that's right.
He said, "Somehow I survived. Somehow God had mercy on me."
Yes.
And didn't allow me to be consumed in the lifestyle I was living in.
Right.
Well, that's true of me. I made it home, Brother Ed. Come in the house barking like a dog.
Yeah.
Brother Jimmy, I done told Barry, my cousin, I said, "I'm going to go fishing in the morning. If you want to go, fine. If you don't, blank to blank with you." I mean, just that's the way Edith's talk. I get up the next morning. My family's getting dressed to go to the house of God. You know, like families are supposed to do. Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves." Thank all y'all for coming. I'm not used to looking at this many people. Let's go. Brother Carwall, that woman, Brother Ed.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, I'm ready right now to add on.
Kick it out.
But it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." You know, every church ain't filled today.
No.
Some churches done shut down.
Yeah.
But it goes on to say, "But exhorting one another." It's good to see somebody in church. It encourages you when you show up. Can you imagine coming over to have church and I didn't show up?
Mm.
I'm just telling you, it's good to see in church, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. That day's coming.
Yes, it is.
Now, when old Brother Mark there and Sister Carolyn sung that song about the old ship of Zion, there were some young people in here said, "Tarry a little longer, Jesus." And there were some older people said, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quick." And I understand, when you're young, you don't want the Lord to come. I didn't leave it. But I've got a whole lot older since then.
Yeah.
I'm ready for those shovels iron to show up. I'm ready to get on board. I'm ready to settle with Jesus to my car home.
Amen. Me too.
Anyway, I went to bed. I woke up next morning, Brother Denny. I was still as drunk as I was when I went to bed. I'm in a drunken stupor. I'm a father and a husband, and I'm drunk. They're getting dressed to go to the house of God. My son, he corrected me. He said, Dad, I was 7 years old. My birthday ain't till December the 9th. But anyway, in the year that he turned 8 years old, you know how it is, they want to be sitting in the house till you bring it up and they want to go back. But anyway, he come up to his drunk daddy, and there's tears dripping off his cheeks. And he said, Daddy, he said, will you please go to church with me today? Now, old Brother Eddie, for 34 years, I've been looking at old Brother Eddie. But I'll tell you what happened that day right there. I saw the real Eddie Wade. I saw what I needed to see. Done me some good too, buddy. It knocked some bark off my head. I needed it knocked off. Okay? I choked on the words. I bit my tongue. I fell down to my knees. I told that little 7.5-year-old boy, Larry, I said, of course, Daddy, go to church you today. I didn't want to go to church, my son. I didn't. You want to know the truth? I didn't. God had me right where I needed to be all along.
Yeah.
He had me, buddy, where something had to give. And it was me doing the giving this time. I'm raising a white flag up. My little boy ran down the hall. Mama, Mama, Daddy's going to church with me today. I'm back there in World War III with the devil. Y'all know him? You know, the one says you've done it now. One that says you got both feet in your mouth, not just one.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've never been to church. Shunned it. Didn't know what it's missing out on, Levi. Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, until you've been there, you don't, I mean, you hear about it, but you don't know. The reason I'm giving my testimony, I had about an hour of message, and I just can't figure out no way to get it in there. But anyway, I got dressed with some decent clothes. I went to church. My family that day, we pulled in the parking lot over at Bethel Baptist Church. They flew right in that church like good Baptists should do. I'm out there in the car with white knuckles on the steering wheel. And I mean to tell you, buddy, I've got a yellow streak up my back that went from shoulder to shoulder. I don't scare easy, but I was in. I'm out there and I'm thinking, when I open that door, they're going to look down their nose at me. And they're going to say, who invited him? Who brought him here? That's what the devil was telling me.
Yeah, that's right.
I finally got out of that car, Brother Jerry, even with white knuckles. Went over and got a hold of that doorknob, and I opened it up, and instead of them looking down their nose at me, the pastor ran to me. He said, come on in, we glad to have you. I smell like a brewery. Girl. Thank God for grace.
Amen.
Thank God for
mercy. Yes.
Thank God for compassion.
Yes.
I deserve to be in hell, not in church.
That's right.
And I come in there, and you know how, hey, y'all, you sit back on the back row. I was as back as far as you could get back. My family's all up there, you know, everybody's shouting praise to God. I didn't know Brother Mark had a hearing aid. I'm sorry, but I shout loud. I'm an old street preacher. I'm probably blowing that hearing aid up. I don't know, but I'm loud. I can't help it. I've been loud all my life anyway. But I sat back there in the back. That preacher got up there, and here's what he preached. Every idle word.
Yeah.
That men speak, they shall give account of.
Amen.
In the day of judgment. I had no filthy mouth. I've said some things I shouldn't have said anyway.
Yeah.
But you talk about putting a finger on the problem. I mean, I'm back on the back row and I'm...
Yeah, that's right.
Because, I mean, he had my number. And they, he done a good job preaching. When I seen Brother Rick Curl, here I am, the guy I used to carpool to work with, his wife, my wife, best friends. We rode motorcycles together. I had that Honda, he had that Triumph, and I moved on up to a Harley. Should have never even owned one. Look, he'd be alive. But anyway, here he is up there. He's preaching. And I'm looking at him like a calf looking at a new gate. And here I am on the back road. He's probably doing the same. Well, praise God, God got us there together.
Yeah.
They gave that invitation that day. My heart's beating like a jungle drum. It ain't him doing it. It's the Lord. He's wanting in.
Yeah. He's knocking.
They gave that invitation that day, singing "Just As I Am" without one plea. Brother Mark, I believe the devil nailed my feet to the floor. It's like it's in concrete. Even though I wanted to go forward, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything. I knew one thing now. I knew it was lost. I knew that much.
Yeah.
We left that day. I drove home. I have to admit, buddy, you get the, what do they call it, the miseries. You get under conviction. You get good and lost. You start seeking a living in
truth.
And I had worked with a man, Brother Mark, that always tried to talk to me about Jesus. And I wasn't interested. And I talked about some things that he wasn't interested in, Joe. And he'd walk away while I'm talking to him. And I'd walk away while he's talking to me. I mean, we had a mutual respect for each other. I mean, if I'm talking about that stuff that really shouldn't, people shouldn't talk about, he just kind of walks off.
Yeah.
And when he's trying to talk to me about Jesus, I'm walking off.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden I'm kind of interested in what he got to say about Jesus, because I'm lost. I don't know how to be saved. It does sound, you know, kind of complicated, but actually it's simple. Many have done harm to the simplicity that's in Jesus.
Amen.
If you can get good and lost, and if you can get to Jesus, you can get saved. It's like that. I've been through all of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, I go out there to R.R. Donnelly's, and I've worked there 32 years. And I'm not out there to print today. I'm out there looking for Wendell Shaw, living in Ebony. And I'm asking everybody frantically, anybody know where Wendell is? Anybody know where Wendell is? And they all say, "Eddie, we're busy. We ain't got time. We don't know where he is." Finally, they headed up here with Eddie Carroll. And somebody said, "I think he's in the foreman's office." He was in the foreman's office. You get lost enough, you'll do what I did. James, I wasn't in that foreman's office. They was talking about praying. I went in there, opened that door. I said, "Look, I don't care what neither one of y'all's talking about. I said, I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I need somebody to tell me how to be saved." That woman looked at me with pie eyes. Wendell even looked at me with pie eyes. That woman quoted a lot of verses to me, like Romans 10, verse 13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Yeah. Acts 16, 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved." I mean, quoted John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, a natural man receiveth not the things of God.
Right.
Neither can he know them that are foolishness to him. Yeah. Wendell seen that.
Yeah.
And Wendell said, "Eddie, I want us to leave right now." We walk out of that foreman's office. Right outside that foreman's office, here's the door to the bathroom. There's the foreman's office door. We're in the hall of people brushing our shoulders on both sides. Good place to witness. You know what Wendell said to me? He said, "Eddie, Jesus loves you, Eddie." He said, "Eddie, Jesus wants to save you." He said, "He's just waiting for you to ask him."
Yeah.
Listen to this illustration he gave me. He said, "Let me give you an illustration. Simple." He said, "If your little boy done something wrong," you see, God used that little boy getting in church. Wendell used that little boy not knowing that God used a little boy getting in church.
Yeah.
Larry, he said, "If your little boy come to you and done something wrong," said, "Daddy, I'm sorry." He said, "Eddie, what would you do?" I said, "Well, when I forgive him," he said, "same way with God."
That's right. Hey,
I couldn't wait to find me a place of repentance. I didn't get saved at R.R. Donnelly's. I didn't get saved at church that Sunday. But I'll tell you what, Monday afternoon, after I got home from R.R. Donnelly's lunch, David, I went back there to my back bedroom. I shut the door.
That's right.
I knelt there on the side of my bedside. I still remember what a prayer. I said, "Dear Lord, somebody told me you love me.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that if I would ask you, you'd forgive me my sins and you'd save my soul." Yeah. And I said, "Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me." Yeah. Lo and behold, I mean, Eddie Wade got saved. Born again. Yeah. I mean, good and saved. I mean, gloriously, wondrously said. I wish I could go through it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I got chills and goosebumps just talking about Here's how you know you say it. All my guilt, all my condemnation left immediately.
Yeah, that's right.
The peace of God took its place.
Yeah.
The joy of being saved. So wonderful. I had to go look in the mirror. I guess I thought I was going to have a halo. I don't know. But Joe, I went looking in that mirror. I couldn't see no difference, but boy, there sure was a difference, Brother Eric.
Amen.
I went and told my mama I got saved. She put a bony finger in my face. She said, when you get home, look up the word fanatic. That's what you are. Still am.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't that old. I don't plan on getting older.
No.
Like I said, the day that Sandra got baptized, old Brother Eddie was next in line behind you, wasn't he? I don't know what she was thinking, but I'm sitting there thinking, how did I get here?
Yeah.
But anyway, they took me down, brought me up, and a guy that I worked with named Mark Bunch, he come up there, and a brother of his Free Will Baptist Church, I just got saved, Joe. I just got baptized. Here comes Mark Bunch. He said, I refuse to believe God could save someone like you. I couldn't even argue with him there. I mean, I have to admit, I'm having quite a bit about with it myself.
Yeah.
He said, I want to hear your testimony. I gave you my testimony, Kenny. And even though I was wet, he picked me plump off the ground. He said, good to have you, brother.
Yeah.
You ought to give your testimony every now and then.
That's
you got a
right.
good one, a real one?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say a good one. If you got a real one, you'll want to give it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I have to admit, I do give my testimony. I like Paul. He gave us three times right there in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
I like giving my testimony.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got saved. And even to this day, I sure enjoy being saved.
Amen.
You know, Jesus came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundant.
Mm-hmm.
You've never lived a day, not one, until you get saved.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what life's all about. Ain't that right, Sandy?
That's right.
Because it ain't always going to be an easy road to hoe, is
it? No.
It's going to be a lot of problems, ain't there?
Yeah.
Going to be a lot of heartache, ain't there?
Yeah.
Gonna be a lot of need for help.
Yeah.
We got plenty of help.
Yeah.
Not only can we say, call up, pray for me, but praise God, we got Jesus that said, I'll never leave you.
That's
I'll
right.
never forsake
Amen.
You. Yeah, he said, I love you. He said, I'll be there. In John chapter 14, verse 18, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless.
Right.
He said, I will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Old Brother Eddie might call Carol and say, I'm on my way, might have a flat tar, something might happen. She said, I thought you was coming. Well, I tried to, but he ain't got no problem coming.
No.
Thank God he makes house calls.
He helps us on his
Thank God he shows up. Listen, this is tough down here. I wish it wasn't as bad as it is, but let me tell you, there's a better place than here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm on my way home. I'm not home yet. I don't even belong down here. I get guilty when I cast my vote. My citizenship's of heaven.
Yeah.
I'm a citizen of that country. But I'll tell you right now, you're not going to heaven apart from Jesus. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath what? He that hath not the Son of God hath not what? No in between.
Right.
You either got Jesus and you're saved, or you got a devil and he's lying to you.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
He got up for a reason.
Yes, he did.
He arose for my justification. He died for my sins.
Yeah.
But if he didn't get up, I'm still in my sin.
Yeah, that's right.
But when he got up, oh my, it was on. I mean, buddy, they was trying to figure out some way to lie about it. You know, the big lie. Say his disciples stole him away.
Yeah.
We'll give you my name.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many lies have been peddled today.
That's right.
When you get good and saved, you won't need Brother Eddie to tell you.
No.
You can tell old Brother Eddie about it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I really appreciate Rita singing that song, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They've got another version of it. It's a perverted version. I don't really like it. But I really like that version she sang. Boy, if there ever was one that needs to be praised, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
If there ever was one, Hallelujah is the highest form of praise there is.
Yeah.
And I want it to be a blessing. This very month, the 27th of this month,
yeah.
Brother Eddie was 34 years old when he got saved.
Yeah.
And the 27th of this very month, old Brother Eddie will be saved 34 years.
Amen.
I'm not like Patrick. I want to give testimony. I want to do something I've been able to do for a long time. Hey, I'll be able to say I've lived for were healed more than I did for myself and for sin. And the devil, I'm telling you, glory, it's good to be saved. Hallelujah. You know, we're getting ready to give an invitation here in just a second.
Yes.
If I'd have preached that message, we wouldn't got to eat no chicken. We might have got to suck on a bone or something. But you know what? You don't have to get saved. Lord won't make you get saved.
No.
He won't force you. He invites you.
Right.
He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You'll find rest on your souls.
Yes, Lord.
He said, my yoke's easy, my burden's light.
Right.
He said the way of transgression is hard. That's us. We complain. We blame. The Lord said, I'm here. He's a very present help in trouble. Why am I having so many trouble, brother? The Lord trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Why is all this happening? The Lord trying to get through.
Yeah, that's right.
Too much FaceTiming. Too much Zooming. Too much lazy boy and remote. Lord's trying to get your attention. He said, let me come. Take my rightful place. So he's been right here on the throne of his heart right here for 34 years. I'm glad he's there. Hallelujah. I wish I'd known about sooner, Brother Ed. I've got him.
Amen. That's right.
You don't have to get saved, but there'll be a day you wish you had got saved.
Yes, that's right.
Right now's the calm, even though it's bad.
Yeah.
Even though trouble on every hand, wars, rumors, war, earthquake, global warming, all that nonsense. There's a worse day coming. Somebody do your funeral. They'll have to lie about you. You know, we didn't left behind a testimony.
That's right.
You'll leave some kind of testimony behind.
Yeah, right, you will.
There'll be some preachers say, I'm glad, praise God, they got saved.
Yeah.
Before life ran out. Any time's a good time to get saved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no better time than right now.
That's right.
The devil says, you got plenty of time. He's a liar.
Yes, he's a liar.
And the father of it. The Bible doesn't say yesterday's the day of salvation. It doesn't say tomorrow's the day of salvation. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow may not be on your calendar.
Yeah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 20, God woke a man up. You know what he said to him later? He said, thou fool.
Yeah.
He said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. There's a lot of people leave out like that.
Yeah.
They think I'm going to get up and go like other times, they don't go.
That's right.
They wish they'd done something with this Jesus. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. It says today.
Mm-hmm.
Now Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus? He should have done something with him. Y'all know he went insane going through the hills of England trying to wash them. Blood off his hand. They said he went there and put a water trap. He said, I can't get this blood off my hand.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to shut up. I'll tell you right now, I sure am glad I'm saved.
Amen.
You know, I wished I could give a sample. I'd have y'all get in line up here and I'd say, try a little of this. You say, you know, Sister Bonnie, she brought a cake in last Sunday.
Yeah.
Where you at, Bonnie? She brought a cake in last Sunday. She had to go to heaven to get it. I mean, I admit they twisted my arm, but after I took that first bite, wasn't no more arm. I'm already glad enough. Donnie said, come on, get some. Ed said, you got to get some.
Right.
And they finally cohorsed me into going in there. She should have brought a bigger cake I'd eat for her. I was trying to reserve some for Little Cherry. Ed got here yet, and others. Ed, I just took one little bite. Oh, my. But if I could give you a sample. Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 8, listen real good right here.
Yeah.
Oh, taste and see
that
the Lord is good.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I tasted that heavenly dish.
That's right.
Got in the buffet line, Carol. I've been supping with Jesus now for 34 years. Don't knock it till you try.
That's right.
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to give a little praise, to give a little glory. To one that's worthy. Lord, we're going to preach that message, Lord, that you told us to preach. You told Jonah to preach the preaching. You bid him to preach, but I'm pretty persuaded that, Lord, you pointed him in the direction I went.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord, for having that opportunity, Lord, to tell what you've done for me. Mm-hmm. I pray it whetted somebody's appetite, Lord, that they might say, give me some of that. Oh, that woman at the well said, give me that water that'll thirst not. She went to the town, not the whole town down in John chapter 4.
Yeah.
I pray there'd be somebody here this morning say, you know what? I need to get to that well. I need that in my own life. I've had so much regret, and I need to find out what I'm missing out on. Help them, Lord, I pray, even today. Even here right now, I pray. Lord, I thank you for the privilege. I didn't even read a single scripture, quoted a few. But I thank you for the privilege to be able to stand for you.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Well, get Brother Jerry, please. Get Sister Sharon, if she can make her way up here. And I wish you could sing just as I am.
Yes.
If it's in, I think it's number 123. You see, God won't take you no other way.
No, that's right.
Forget about trying to clean up. Forget about trying to make things right. God wants you just like you are. He's not going to leave you that way.
The new
way. That's the way he wants you.
Yeah.
He wants you to come with the stink, with the sin. He wants you to come just like you are. And then let him fix you. Let him clean you. Let him help you. Just like you are. I've done my part. Maybe you need to do something with this Jesus. I'm going to ask you to stand. It's easier to move when you're standing.
Yeah, that's right.
If the Lord's knocking on your heart door right now and you can't hide it and you know it's not brother to anybody, it's the Lord. You know Jesus.
Just as I am without you.
Sing another verse, brother. Help Patrick and Sarah, Lord. Lord, I do believe you're dealing with somebody right now. Lord, I pray God you help them let go. Let go. Help them, Lord, I pray right now. Come up. Help these Lord. Oh, help them, Lord, I pray.
I've been up here on this altar begging the Lord for my brother-in-law.
Bless you.
He has inherited liver disease. And they have a son that's in the penitentiary.
Bless the Lord.
And they're raising their three grandbabies. Mom and Daddy should be raising their grandbabies.
Bless the Lord.
But they ain't. There's a lot of grandparents raising their grandkids.
All right.
And I beg God not to take my brother-in-law's life because my sister needs him. And I have something I want to say to the young people. Some of y'all know, some of you don't. My brother died of a drug overdose. 64 years old. Please, for heaven's sake, don't do drugs. Don't do alcohol. Don't do anything to your body that's going to cause you to be sick.
Bless
you. If I could have stepped out in front of a car and stopped my brother from doing drugs, I would have done it.
Bless you, Lord.
have an inherited disease or something wrong with you or be in the hospital like me and Carolyn's been, but it's worse when a mother loses a child because of drugs. Yeah, and he was doing prescription drugs. I'm not talking about one or two. He would take a mouthful.
Yeah.
And we begged him to quit, and he said, I'm not going to quit. That's the best money I ever made in my life. Now he's laying in the graveyard.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't know where he's at. My mother asked me, I said, Mom, I don't know, I'm not God.
Yeah.
And she asked me what my husband thought, because my husband's a preacher. I said, Mama, he ain't God neither.
No.
And I wish my brother was saved. I hope he was. But by the life he lived, I don't know. Y'all know him. Timmy knows him. Kyle knows him. He come in this church and wouldn't stay in here, would he, Brother Ed?
No.
When he started preaching, he'd hit that door.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to tell y'all my own testimony. Thank you, Lord, that I got one.
Bless your God.
My mother told me I was saved when I was a little girl, and I don't remember any of it. My granddaddy was a preacher. But I sure do remember when I was 37 years old. My husband had already pastored his first church. I heard an old gray-haired man preach God's three deadlines.
Yeah.
The longer I sat there, the worse I felt. And I thought, my Lord, what's wrong with me? I'm saved. But guess what? God knew I wasn't.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's right.
Lord let you know.
Yes. Well, I went to the altar that night, but the altar was full. You couldn't even get around it. So I go back to my seat. And I left that church under so much conviction, I thought I was going to die before I got home.
Mm-hmm.
4 nights later, my husband played for a gospel group for 20 years. 4 nights later, we had planned to go out to eat and go to the flea market, which is Big Lots now in Glasgow. Well, I didn't want to go out and eat because I was miserable, but I didn't want them people to know it because they thought I saved. I mean, my husband was a preacher. Everybody thinks preacher's wife saved, but that ain't true.
No.
Some of them ain't. Well, I went out to eat, went in that flea market. Somehow God got me away from the people I was with.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think is, if I die, I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
That's all I could think. If I die, I'm going to hell.
Bless. Amen, Sister Carol.
And I don't remember everything I said. I couldn't tell you everything I said.
No.
But I remember saying, save me. And when I did, it felt like somebody took that building off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Almost 10:13 right there.
I went and told my mother I got saved. She said, no, you didn't. I know when you got saved. I said, Mama, you don't know my heart.
Nice.
And it did. This church knows it caused a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
For your mother to tell you you didn't get saved when you said you did. And my husband finally told me, don't matter what Mama
right.
said.
That's amen. Right.
What matters amen. Is what you know.
Work out your own salvation.
What you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm thankful that yes. God didn't kill me dead.
Yeah.
Because I was on dialysis 6 years. My husband did it at home. I could have died. I went to church in 6 years. I could have died. Everybody thought I went to heaven. I spit hell wide open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thankful.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm thankful for Lonnie, Patty, the family I married into, because I didn't grow up like my husband. I grew up with fussing and fighting and carrying on. And we don't do it at my house. Some people might. We don't. I get mad, I say what I think, I might have to apologize for it, but I don't carry a grudge, we know some people get mad, they stay mad a year, and the people you're mad at, they don't even know you're mad.
It's true.
No, that's
true.
They don't
that's
care
true.
If you're mad.
The Bible said, don't let the sun go down your wrath.
And I'm thankful for right. the husband God gave me.
Amen.
He put us together, I know that. I don't think that, I know that.
Amen.
And I'm thankful to be here today.
Bless
I was
sister.
So excited when Hallmark told me we could come to
hey,
amen.
I'm thankful that I got to see a lot of people hadn't seen. I checked on Brother Madison while he was sick through Patty and Joanne. And I don't know if y'all know it, but my sister had COVID pneumonia, was in the hospital. My mother had COVID. I was in the a drugstore the other day, and this woman said, all that COVID's a bunch of malarkey. And I said, I forgot my mask. I wasn't talking to her. When she said that, I said, ma'am, my mother had COVID. My sister had COVID. My cousin's been 63 days in the hospital with COVID, and my aunt died with it. And she said, well, I'm just going to trust the Lord. I said, well, I am too. But I said, if you really believe that, why are you in here buying medicine?
Amen.
And you know what? She never said another word.
Amen, Sister Kay.
If you don't want to wear a mask, that's up to you. I wear it because of my kidney transplant.
Yes,
my doctor asked
right.
me to.
Amen. Yes, that's
and
right.
I'm so thankful to be here today and to see y'all. And I hope I get to come back.
Amen. I believe I got a couple over here. Maybe need to say something. I don't know. They moved up here. I'm trying to figure out what to come up here for. Well, let me say this. I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
What they've done ain't easy.
No.
I want you to know, Patrick, he done it right. He come talk to his pastor and shared what he's going to do here today with me. He said, don't tell nobody. And I done my best. I did tell my deacons so he could pray with me about it.
That's right.
And I'm so proud of him. You know, doing right, it ain't never easy, but it's always what you need to do.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. I love him. It's kind of hard to hold it for Sarah. She's digging around the gold mine. I wasn't about to give her a nugget.
I talked to her last night.
You
know, I almost let it out last night.
Oh, I did share it with Brother Ed. I'll fess that up because I want to help me pray about it.
Yes.
Marriage is a wonderful thing.
It is.
I'm telling you, it is. I don't know how my wife put up with it, but glad she did. Anybody got a word on your heart? Boy, we've had a lot of testimony today. Anybody got a word on your heart? Anything?
Brother Wayne.
Yeah.
I want to thank Carolyn for everything she's done.
Yeah.
Working so hard.
Every church needs a Carolyn in it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, buddy.
Amen.
That's why I whispered in her ears if she could hear it. She said, no, not yet. I said, well, get word to me when it is.
If he's on his way, so time we get dismissed and
right.
get all the food packed out.
Absolutely.
Can
I was one.
Ask. Thomas is going for tubes in his ears next Friday, if everybody could remember him in prayer.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We'll certainly do that. Nothing?
Brother Wade, I want to thank the Lord for being here.
Hey, amen, Sister Carol.
And ask you to remember.
Devil's been fighting you?
Always.
Yeah.
He sure does. He's out, you know, just like this morning, I was like,
yeah.
getting angry before we come to church.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Like, yeah.
Even after I got saved, I did that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, I didn't even realize I was doing it like she just said. I finally dawned on me one day, this got to be the devil.
Yeah.
I mean, all we did was get out of church and start fighting over what we're going to go eat at. I said, this got to be the devil. We finally said, it don't matter, let's just go eat somewhere. But she's right, the devil, he'll turn you inside out.
He will.
He will.
Remember, Mommy, you heard her, she's having a lot of trouble with her heart.
Yeah.
We will.
And remember later.
We will remember later. I mean, I get her name right. It was good to see Serena here this morning. I seen her come running up here as a welcome sight. Good to see Joe here this morning.
Yeah.
Roof didn't fall in, best I can tell. It's holding pretty good, amen.
Yeah,
I was worried about
that
it.
That means you'd come back, buddy, amen. No, Brother Eddie didn't preach today. I'm not making apologies. I just looked at the time, but looks like I may have had time to preach, actually. But you come back next time, we'll let it rip.
That's right.
Brother Mark, you still around? He went outside? All right, I was going to get him dismissed and in a prayer. Brother Denny, will you dismiss us in prayer and ask blessing on the food, please?
Yeah, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today in the house. We ask that you bless this food, bless this congregation,
Lord.
And all that it stands for. And we ask it in your very, very heavenly name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'll let this recorder on. I probably should have turned that off.
There you go.
While back.
I'm going to hit you up now.